Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Juliana Miguel Pacheco, a postdoctoral research fellow in the Department of Large Animal Clinical Sciences at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Miguel Pacheco.
Thank you, Bruce, for the invitation. Nice to be here.
Researchers in the Department of Large Animal Clinical Sciences at the University of Saskatchewan's Western College of Veterinary Medicine have completed an evaluation of the use of body cameras by barn personnel as an option for supporting remote animal welfare assessments. First of all, by whom would these welfare assessments typically be conducted and why? And why are body cameras being considered as an option?
Yes, animal welfare assessments are a tool that can be used by producers or production managers to monitor their pigs' well-being. In addition, because of the information these assessments provide, they are used by assurance programs. For example, we have here in Canada the Canadian Quality Assurance Program, which integrates animal welfare assessments. Because of animal welfare signs, we know that animals require minimum living conditions to have a life worth living. So welfare assessments are carried out to assess that animal care standards are providing animals with good welfare. So running welfare assessments and using the information to improve living conditions could improve consumer trust and maintain farmers' social license with the public. Now, body cameras become part of the picture because they facilitate the monitoring of animals at any point in time or monitoring various farms at the same time, right? Body cameras also could help producers to manage their animals more effectively or to help production managers streamline assessments of several barns at the same time, which in turn can support improvement of animal care and management within companies of their own animals. And I think on top of these benefits for animals and producers are the associated benefits of reducing costs of travel for those in charge of the assessments, and of course, the biosecurity risk for the farms involved. Interestingly, when we were looking with Dr. Jolan into how to reach many farms to collect our data, COVID-19 wasn't part of the picture. So it is also another way to work around current restrictions, enabling us to do the remote data capture.
What do these cameras consist of? How are they installed and used? And what do they actually capture and how?
Yes, that is very useful to know because this technology is not new. Police forces have been using body cameras for at least 10 years. They are a standard video camera, but in a small and light package that can be worn or attached to something like a clipboard, for example. That's the way we did it in our study. They are a bit smaller than a credit card and very easy to use. So probably some of the best things for us were the battery life, which can last up to 6 hours recording videos, and provide a very good and clean image, even under yellow or dim light. That is usually what we had in the barns. And something else is that one doesn't need to be tech savvy to work with the cameras, as they don't need any specific software to run. The data is saved on a built-in RFID memory card, so it can be downloaded easily. Some manufacturers may offer a licensed software to protect data, but that is going to depend on which brand you go for.
What was the objective of the Western College of Veterinary Medicine evaluation? Who was involved in that project, and over what time frames?
Yes, the evaluation is part of one of our studies, which was funded by the National Science and Engineering Research Council, the University of Saskatchewan, and industry partners, which includes all the main pork-producing province associations, also Packers and a North American genetics company. So Dr. Jolan Seddon and I were involved in the design of the evaluation of the body cameras, and with the support of Sylvia Lee, one of the students at the University of Saskatchewan, we collected the data at the Prairie Swine Center barn over 2 months at the end of 2019. The objective of this evaluation was to identify whether a body camera can be used to collect data for remote on-farm animal welfare assessment. In particular, we needed to determine, can the camera enable clear assessments of the peaks as would be done in an in-person observation? As you may know, the field conditions at commercial barns varied particularly the light and dimension of the pen. So basically, Dr. Sedan and I wanted to understand how these conditions may affect the accuracy of the data collected from the videos. So the validation of the body cameras as a tool to collect data for the on-farm welfare assessment is continuing as we move to the next stage of our project this year. So we are continuing the evaluation on how the camera perform under a variety of commercial bar conditions.
How was the information gathered and from where, and what actually was looked at and why?
So we use a pig welfare assessment that has 16 indicators to validate the cameras. So we evaluated animal-based indicators of welfare. So, for example, measurements that we can collect by looking at the pigs itself, not the housing facilities. For example, some of these indicators were cleanliness, or how clean the pigs look, skin, ear, and tail lesions. For this, we were looking at the severity or the presence of the lesions. And we also look, for example, fear of humans. So for this, we were interested to measure how pigs reacted to the human presence. Would they approach or try to hide? So this data was collected as any barn staff or assessor would do by direct visual observation. So we observed pigs from different production stages at the Prairie Swine Center. This included small pen groups, one large pen group, and 40 individually marked pigs. The overall methodology that we used was two people completed life assessment of the pigs while these pens were video recorded with the body camera. Each pen was assessed and video recorded for 10 minutes, and in a consistent scanning of the pens. And after all farm data was collected, the videos were assessed using the same animal welfare assessment we did on the on farm. The way we collected this data allow us to evaluate the accuracy with which a video assessment relates to a life assessment. And also we wanted to control for observer bias as to whether the observer remembered what they saw on farm. And for this latter, for example, one person did the on-farm life assessment while another one scored the video data. So we try to manage this bias in this way.
What have been the key findings so far, and what do those findings suggest?
The main finding was the camera, that these cameras can be used to collect video footage that can be used to run animal welfare assessment remotely. Because the agreement we observed between what assessors saw on farm was high when compared to what we capture from the videos. However, when we look at the data from the first stage or pen level, for example, the agreement was not as strong. This gave us the indication that potentially a lack of training was causing this difference, because the background knowledge or lack of it may affect the way we measure or assess something, creating a difference or disagreement on the scores.
Who is expected to make use of this information and how?
So we are expecting that anybody involved with running pig welfare assessment can use this information. So from researchers to farmers, production managers or assurance program assessors. They can use the body cameras to know how their pigs are and potentially identify any major issues, as these cameras can capture good quality images in good lighting.
All in all, what are the potential advantages of the adoption and use of this technology for this application?
Farmers and production managers can have access to good quality footage to assess their animals at any time, and I think that is quite, I think it's a good advantage. Barn staff, for example, can go around wearing or holding the body cams and give the footage straight away to be assessed by a veterinarian or the barn manager. So veterinary visits or assessments can be done with no delay. And as I said before, additionally, reducing cost of travel and particularly the risk involved with multi-site visits, I think are the highest benefits to anybody interested in adopting this technology.
How can anyone interested get more information?
Yeah, that will be great. They can get in touch with me, Dr. Juliana Miguel Pacheco, or with Dr. Jolan Seddon at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Saskatchewan.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
Well, first, thank you very much for the invite. Thank you for the interest in our work. And I would like to thank our funders, the National Science and Engineering Research Council, the University of Saskatchewan, and our industry partners.
And thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Juliana Miguel Pacheco, a postdoctoral research fellow in the Department of Large Animal Clinical Sciences at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.